Soon after the bombing of Pearl Harbor, the U.S. government began to worry that Japanese Americans living in this country might be foes rather than friends. A sad chapter of history unfolded as U.S. citizens were forced from their homes to camps. The highest security location of those camps was here. And the story is next on The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Tule Lake, California has changed over time. In 1908, the water began to be managed to provide more fertile farmland for growing crops.
And all that nice farmland you see out there now is the former lake bed. It was a very broad, shallow lake. But soon after World War II started, the internment of Japanese Americans along the Pacific coast started.
As Dave Cruz explains, an internment camp was built here and became a place of forced relocation of Japanese Americans by the U.S. government. Those forced to any camp were asked to sign a loyalty oath to the U.S. government.
Everyone that refused to sign the loyalty oath or signed no on the loyalty oath were moved here. And the reason they were moved here is there were a higher percentage of people that declined to sign the loyalty oath than any of the other camps.
About 18,000 Japanese Americans were housed here. It's important to note that many refused to sign that loyalty oath, not because they were not loyal American citizens, but rather because they felt they didn't need to do so. After all, other Americans weren't being asked to do the same thing.
It became a more highly secured site. Bigger fences, more armed guards. It's somewhat unique among the 10 camps in that regard.
On the other side of the lake, from the Japanese internment camp, was an old civilian conservation corps site called Camp Tule Lake. It had a new purpose in the 1940s.
When World War II started, it was used briefly to house some of the Japanese Americans. And then after that, it was used for German and Italian prisoners of war who were brought here as farm laborers.
There are approximately 400 structures in the area that were originally a part of the Japanese internment camp. In fact, there are more buildings here at this camp than any other camps that were in existence. Today, Tule Lake National Monument preserves the site of both camps and tells the story of those who were here. Traveling the countryside in Tule Lake, California, I'm Andrew McRae.